96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard the phrase so many times, the world is your oyster. Well, a program for teenagers has put that phrase to the test. The Foundation for Global Scholars has taken teenagers, immersed them in a foreign culture, and then sent them there. It's an amazing educational adventure, and the Foundation is now looking for more young people. Joining me to talk about this is Ken Brewer with the Global Scholars Foundation and Darnell Hall. He's an 18-year-old graduating senior at Cesar Chavez Public Charter School here in the district. He went to Brazil and to South Africa. If you're interested in this program, you want to know more about it, see how you can possibly get your young person involved in it, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Darnell, thank you so much for joining us. Ken, also, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Okay, let's first talk about this. How does this program work, Ken? It sounds, you know, very complicated. Gosh, I wish I could have done something like that when I was a teenager. Who is it for? Who's eligible? And how does it work?
Yeah, our program has been around since 2006, and it's primarily for young people in high school between the ages of 14 and 18. It has three phases to the program. First, it starts off with a six-week summer intensive leadership academy, and then phase two is a language and culture, and then phase three is the international travel. So it takes roughly about 18 months, and it doesn't cost any of the children anything.
It's free. It's free. Okay, free. But let me back up just a little bit, because you said how much time? I mean, this isn't just an opportunity to, you know, to go to South Africa, for example, and lay up on the beach. I mean, this is the real deal. You're
That's
talking
right.
a full kind of pre-travel education.
That's correct. It's intensive that we not only just sightsee, but we also take them to cultural icons and places so that they can learn something about the global world they live in. Mm-hmm. So when we go to South Africa, we saw the Apartheid Museum. We went to Nelson Mandela's home. We looked at Cape Town and the various points of interest that were associated with apartheid in South Africa.
Good. And now, Darnell, you went to Brazil and South Africa. Tell me about that.
Well, Brazil, like, what I learned was that I didn't know slavery had affected Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I only thought it affected America and the Caribbean. And, like, basically, I just learned how to appreciate education because they fought for education. They was protesting for education. But in America, we don't appreciate education as much.
Hmm.
We take things for granted here. And for South Africa, that they appreciate the little things in life. Like, when we went to the school and gave them shoes, they were so happy to see us give them shoes. And in America, we just competitive. We just buy shoes and buy them just to see our friends say, oh, those are tight shoes. We don't.
And basketball shoes, Jordans, the whole bit.
Phone closets.
Interesting. Yeah. I want to learn more about the whole process and how you got there in just a bit. But there are some specific requirements for those who are eligible. Ken, who is eligible? Who is this for specifically?
Sure. There are requirements whereby kids between the ages of 14 and 18 can go to our website, globalscholarsfoundation.org. The layout for the program is there. We expect them to complete an application. We're not looking for the brightest scholars, but we do expect the kids to have some consistency about their academic achievements. We also expect them to have letters of recommendation from school personnel to help us get a sense of who they are. And then we require each child to come in and do an interview so that we can see them for themselves.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines. Leslie calling from D.C. Leslie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I heard about the opportunity. I was instantly interested in it. And I guess I was seeking more information specifically for my son, and just kind of wondering, you know, I mean, obviously this is a fabulous opportunity, but just kind of wondering, too, what type of mentoring opportunity there is for him as far as just, like, being exposed to something that's totally, like, outside of himself. He's been in D.C. his entire life.
Well, your son will have an opportunity to be around a bunch of children who all are aspiring academics, who are pursuing global education. We will expose him to global cultures as well as immerse them in that culture by way of teaching them the language of the country that we travel to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, Leslie,
yeah.
Thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. And certainly, how old is your son?
He is 13. He'll be 14 next month.
14 next month. And this is open to students where?
The program is open to DCPS, DC Public School students, and DC Public School Charter School students.
Okay. Now, what if students in private schools?
Can't help them.
Okay. It's public schools, charter schools, definitely. Okay, Leslie, thank you so much. And certainly, as always, the information will be on WHUR.com on the Daily Drum page after this program at 8 o'clock. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Darnell, how did you first hear about this, and what was it about the program that made you, you know, want to go? Was this something you were really gung-ho about? Did you have some reservations? What were your thoughts?
Well, I first knew about this through summer jobs,
mm-hmm.
and I developed a relationship with Ms. Byrne, and then she just told me about the program, and I was like, I didn't travel anywhere except for New York and Florida for vacation and family. And once they said they was going to go outside the country, I was all on it because I didn't go too many places before. And I just wanted to be in the program.
What were the classes like? Where did you go first? And what were the classes like before you went?
Well, we had to learn Portuguese for Brazil.
Really?
Yeah, so that was confusing because Portuguese and Spanish is so much alike, and you tend to confuse certain words with each other, and you think that you're saying it right, but you're not really saying it right. So, yeah, that was the hard part.
So how's your Portuguese now?
It's kind of iffy.
We'll hear a little bit of that iffy Portuguese in just a bit. I need to take another break. But we are going to talk to you on the phones. Nettie, Quentin, on the phone. Stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about an amazing educational adventure. The Foundation for Global Scholars is looking for more young people in the D.C. public school system to get a worldview education. Ken Brewer is with the Global Scholars Foundation. Darnell Hall is an 18-year-old graduating senior at Cesar Chavez Public Charter School here in the district. He traveled to Brazil and South Africa. If you want to know more about this program, because it's free, that's the thing about it. It's free. It wouldn't cost the parents or the children a thing. Give us a call. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Nettie, calling from Southeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. I have a question for Darnell.
Okay.
As a young teen living in the city, how do I start? You know, the younger kids, we can't get through to them. We can't get them to understand, well, this is what our ancestors fought for. What are the things you would say that I could bring up to my child, that my grandchild that may be about 11, under age to get in that program, but I want to get him on his way. So understanding those things.
Okay, well, let's see what Darnell has to say. So what do you say to a young person who may turn their nose up at this opportunity?
Well, it's a free opportunity, so I don't know why would you turn your nose up to it. And the fact that you can go to other countries and learn about their history and how it affects your culture, and everything evolves around Africa because slavery and back then, and when they traveled during slavery, they shipped other slaves to different parts of the world, and then you just basically learn about how diverse your culture is. And I don't understand why they wouldn't accept the opportunity like this.
Well, there you go. Nettie, thank you so much for your phone call. Quentin, calling from Southeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Quentin, are you there? Give us a call back if you can. Ken, how did this idea start? Why did this come about? And what do you think is the biggest benefit for the young people?
Well, it started back in 2006 when 8th Street Community Development Corporation wanted to have a program to have some young people travel to China. And it was called the China Challenge because China plays such a large role on the world stage. And when I joined 8th Street again, because I'd been there before, back in 2010, I changed the program so that we could also consider places that would show the young people here in D.C. people just like themselves of African descent in places like Brazil and South Africa, as well as in Morocco. We'll be traveling to Spain and Morocco this summer. But it was an initiative by the 8th Street Community Development Corporation to do some youth development. And we're not just a travel club. We actually do provide a lot of educational experiences for the children. They learn about themselves and they learn about D.C. and historical sites in D.C. because some of these children, while they hear the word California, have never been to California Street.
Mm.
And to let alone take them outside of the country is really big.
Indeed it is. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. But if you were on the phone, Tanisha in Woodbridge, Mary in Stafford, Virginia, please don't hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. This conversation continues on Sirius XM, Channel 141, in just a few seconds. Stay with us.